the night following the full moon, the last full moon of the year. It was actually earlier this morning. And although the moon cycle is continuing with a waning phase, there is no respite. On the contrary, things get even more intense as we are approaching the winter solstice. The solstice portal is already open. It is massive. Huge downloads of informations already, upgrades, and this puts even more pressure on our system. What we experience now, that extreme contraction that goes far beyond what we generally feel around this time of the year, the winter solstice. Extreme contraction. Restriction. We also experience nearly unsustainable, unbearable tensions. And huge trouble with all the turmoil around us and possibly within us. So there is no respite, and yet I would like to invite you to relax. The more intense the contraction, the more intense the squeezing, the more you relax and let go. We've been reminded lately of all sort of things we thought we had addressed, sorted, changed, upgraded, and that still needed some attention. We've been transforming, transmuting so much conscious and mostly unconscious stuff, patterns, habits, conditionings, programming. So this work in progress has been going on for the entire autumn is coming to a climax now. Hence the squeezing, the pain. Or is it pain? We're no longer sure whether it's painful or not. It's so extreme. Sometimes we get numbed. So there we are in this extreme contraction, and we relax. Allowing what needs to happen, inviting what needs to happen. Because it's right, because it's now. Relaxing more. Relaxing may mean fewer things being done in a day. Perhaps allowing space for nothing, just being there. But also when we are busy, we are engaged in things, doing things on our own or with others. Relaxing means there's no effort left. What needs to happen does happen. Deadlines are being met, targets, and the like. And yet, relaxing makes space, opens a huge space where there is none, seemingly. The more we get squeezed, the stronger the push, the inner impulse for expansion. So relax. Relax even more. So you can feel the strongest movement. That is not opposing the contraction, but that is using it as a stepping stone. The more contraction, the more I expand, the more I grow, the more I open up. Feel that. This growing is a genuine expansion. It's not willing, wanting, pushing, trying to expand because it's the time or because you are on a mission. It is genuine expansion and it happens by itself on its own account anytime when it's right. The stronger the contraction, the greater the expansion. Relax. Relaxing more. And more. Inviting in the resources. To respond to the strongest push you've ever experienced. This will go on into the solstice, so another few days and beyond. As will the ongoing tensions, the extreme polarization we are experiencing. The more contradictions are presented to you, the more absurdity you have to face. The more you release, let go. Let go. Remember, this is not you. You're not that limited being. When you're being overstretched, having to embrace everything and its opposite at the same time, release. Soften. Allow. The movement. It is revealing. Greater potential. Abilities you didn't know you have. Capacities. Overstretching. Gives you a chance to move beyond the obvious. And nothing makes sense anymore. You have to make sense by yourself, trusting your inner knowing. Basically, trusting your gut. Releasing, softening, letting go. Doesn't mean that you give up. Doesn't mean that you lose confidence. confidence or trust in your own resources. You soften and release because you are stronger than the polarization. Because you are one. So you can embrace those opposites jumping at your face all at once. No contradiction can destabilize the unified being that you are, because you're not unified as polarity is coming back to one. You are one. And you have always been, and you will always be. So you can release any belief and soften any tension in your physical body and in other bodies as well. Let go. The time is not to resist. Don't oppose any resistance to this polarization. It is part of a process. It doesn't really affect you that much. If you let it be and focus on your own. Hence, softening, the releasing of what isn't self. When contraction becomes extreme, you relax. When polarization becomes unbearable, you release and soften. No less, no more. Don't need to get involved. We are being pushed in the right direction. And we are being guided internally and not otherwise. Feel, listen, follow. There is no peace at the time of the solstice this year. There seems to be no pause. There seems to be no stillness. So as we are reaching the zero point in 2 days. There's no slowing down. And there is. Not a paradox. In this extreme chaos and confusion where things don't make sense, because it's not about understanding what is going on, so it doesn't make sense. The focus is more on our physical body. Since we are embodied, that embodiment and surrendering fully to that experience we have chosen to have since we are here on the planet. Confusion, chaos, turmoil will not get less. On the contrary. Not in the near future. Therefore, trust your body to know how to handle every step on the journey and surrender. Surrender fully with no question. Surrender to your fear. Make it space. Give it the attention it wants to have. Listen, acknowledge, and let it go. Let it pass. Surrender your thoughts, your ideas, your beliefs. Surrender to that extreme fatigue, exhaustion, depletion. Surrender completely and faithfully. Trusting that all that is right. Relaxing, releasing, surrendering. The more complex, the more complicated, intricate, confusing things become, the more you relax, you release, and you surrender. It is as simple as that. We are designed for the purpose. We have extraordinary resources. Our bodies are transforming rapidly. To become the support the vehicle and the place of that transformation. Transforming body for a transforming life. We sort of know deep within that is all fine. But when it comes to transforming our being and let it transform rather, because this is happening, we don't have to do anything. So when it comes to letting the body or the four body system we are equipped with transform, so we access a new dimension of our being that is actually our primordial being. Then we put the brakes on, then we resist, then we freak out. Oh. We relax. We soften, release, and surrender instead. Habits of the past are not supposed to get in the way and make you want to do things in your own way, achieve results, or pursue a certain path that you have been following for so long. You surrender because deep down you know what is right for you. You know that you are all right and will be all right. You release all that is stopping you, blocking, cluttering you. You soften because you'll be a lot more bendy and capable of embracing a vaster version of reality than you can even conceive. And you relax so you can listen feel. Let go. And get guidance as you need it for your own self any moment. Until the solstice, keep relaxing even more. Keep releasing. Keep surrendering endlessly.